Well, where did you say the horses were kept?
In the stables.
Uh-huh. That is right in the barn.
Yes, uh-huh.
Did they have a separate lot or corral or yard?
Yes, we had them out in the lot. We let them out in the lot where they'd go there and drink and roll. My husband would always let them roll on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Then he'd shut them up in the barn and
mm-hmm.
perhaps he'd tie them in the stall, because if he didn't tie them, there'd be some of the bosses would go and get in the stall with the other one and
mm-hmm.
kick them out, you see.
Mm-hmm.
He usually kept them in separate stalls, his horses.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd put down bedding there. That was my job. I'd clean out that and feed the horses before he came in from work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would take out the old hay that they hadn't eaten and put in there, take a fork and take it out and put it in there for their bedding. Be sure there's no cobs in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they lay on that, you know, at night. He'd tie them. He'd have a rope long enough that they could lie down, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next morning, he'd put the harness on, then he'd let them out and drink. He'd get up early every morning and feed them, come in and eat breakfast while the horses ate.
Mm-hmm.
But then he'd go out and harness them and let them go out and drink water.
Mm-hmm.
And then hitch them together and take them to feed.
What did you call that general area around your barn?
A barnyard.
Uh-huh. Was this fenced?
Yes, fenced.
And inside this barnyard there were lots and pens or?
No, it's in the barn where we had the stalls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we usually have a corral, that is one place we wanted to, in the lot we wanted to put something, drive it in if we wanted to doctor it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Call it corral, a small pen.
Mm-hmm.
One that was high and they couldn't jump over. I still have that in my lot.
Mm-hmm.
We run the cattle in there when we want to spray them for flies or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or when a cow's going to have a calf and we get the veterinarian here and I drive her in that corral.
Mm-hmm.
Our calves, these Hereford, poor Hereford, have such big heads. I had to get the veterinarian near about half the time to deliver the calf.
Oh my goodness. Oh, what would you call the thing in a lamp that gives the light?
You mean in a kerosene lamp?
No, in an electric lamp.
Oh, the bulb?
Uh-huh.
The bulb. I have fluorescent bulbs up here, these lamps.
And let's see, if you said back to a horse and he came this way, you'd say he was going
forward.
And then, well, that would be this way, wouldn't it?
Yes, uh-huh.
And this would be?
Back, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Back. Yeah. Yeah, my husband he'd pull on the lines and say back when he wanted back.
Mm. They wouldn't rear up, huh?
No, not back.
Just had them trained up.
Yeah.
How did he get logs out of the field?
Well, with the horses. He'd put a chain around them, around the log, a log chain.
Uh-huh.
Hook a log chain around the log and pull the horses, drive the horses. And of course, later days he'd use the tractor.
Uh-huh. And just hook it up. He hooked it.
Put the log chain around it, you know, and then hook it up to the tractor and pull it out.
Uh-huh. If he had something in a wagon that he was taking someplace, what would you say he was doing with it? Gravel.
Hauling it.
Uh-huh.
Hauling it.
When did you say the outside, the metal part on a wagon wheel was?